Exclusive, Ronna McDaniel, this election can create a realignment in Black, Asian, Hispanic communities. By Robert Krajicek on June 28, 2022. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said on Tuesday's edition of Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe that the 2022 midterm elections may amount to a political realignment across partisan lines with respect to voting trends among Asian, Black, and Hispanic American voters. "I think this election can create a realignment, where we are a party that represents the diversity of this nation," McDaniel said. The RNC has invested in 30 community centers in Black, Asian, and Hispanic communities for the past year, and the motivation of this is, we think there is a time for a shift. McDaniel highlighted Representative Myra Flores's RTX recent electoral victory in Texas's 34th congressional district, which had been held by Democrats since its first election in 2012, as illustrative of a demographic, political, and partisan shift among Hispanic voters. She stated, "Democrats have taken these communities for granted as just habitual Democrat voters. And we thought, if we invest, and we show up, and we have a conversation, we'll make some changes," and one of those offices was in my Myra Flores's area. In fact, if you look at every interview she does, it's from an RNC Hispanic Community Center. And this is a movement we're seeing across the board where many Americans are waking up and saying, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Republican," McDaniel added. "Their common sense," McDaniel said of Asian, Black, and Hispanic voters. McDaniel said such voters are opposed to Democrat policies facilitating drug smuggling across the U.S.-Mexico border, the government-driven increases in energy costs brought on in pursuit of environmental objectives, and transgender ideology targeting children. "Of course parents should have a say in their children's education," she held. "Of course, we should have a secure border. Of course we shouldn't allow drugs to come across our border. Of course we should be energy independent and not have $5 a gallon gas. Of course our kindergarteners shouldn't be taught gender pronouns. Of course transgender students, biological males, shouldn't be competing with our daughters in high school sports." She added, "This is something making a lot of common sense, and I think the Democrat Party's going so crazy. That is actually not Republican-Democrat. It's just common sense versus crazy." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.